It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso Ministry. Times of refreshing, simplicity of Eden. May God be with you this morning. We're going to have worship this morning. It may be a little shorter than normal. We'll see how the Lord leads, but we're grateful to be in your presence today, and we just ask that God bless us. We're going to be reading a devotional entitled Strange Fire. And then we'll be coming back to Hebrews 9 on tomorrow. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've given to us on this March 4. We ask for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to please guide and lead us. And we thank you for just being the blessing and the God that you are. We pray that we will come to you with full surrender, not allowing any inkling of self to be retained and maintained. So that you will receive the utmost glory and honor. We ask that we will have an outpouring of your spirit to this end in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time, oh Christian. It's about time. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is
topic today is strange fire. We're reading from Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, and then we'll be reading from a devotional entitled Strange Fire from the devotional book. I'm trying to remember the name of the book. Okay, that's going to be Conflict and Courage. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, bless us as we study the Word, and we thank you very much for the lessons that we can learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the Bible doesn't say, and we're just having worship, but this is worship and wellness, really, because we're going to learn the importance of temperance and habits and how it affects our spirituality. Although the Bible does not mention it at the beginning, we're going to seek some counsel that God gave regarding Nadab and Abihu, that let it be known that most likely they were drinking. And I believe that's confirmed in the spirit of prophecy. As we read the Bible, it says in Leviticus 10, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. They had strict orders from God as to where to get the fire from. And they weren't supposed to just light it themselves or put some fire that didn't come from the Lord into their censers. It says, and there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. You see, my brothers and sisters, we cannot countenance evil. We cannot, especially in leadership, we can't make excuses. That doesn't mean we have to be hard on anybody, but we can't make up excuses, especially as leaders, for right doing, because the people will not rise higher than the leader. And because they were disobedient, God had to act, because it was going to teach the people to follow their example if there was not a signal punishment for this. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this it is that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uliel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coat out of the camp, and Moses, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, be well the burning which the Lord hath kindled. So to the leaders, particularly those in the family, God did not allow them to openly grieve, because it would have made the people feel like God was unfair, and God was not unfair. They had clear direction, and because of their high position, they were that much more accountable to be followers of God, my friend. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, and this is where we know, because this counsel is given, this is what they did. Nadab and Abihu got drunk. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation. You see, when we have intemperate habits, it leads to poor decisions. Okay, I'll repeat that. When we have intemperate habits, it leads to poor decisions, spiritual decisions, decisions that can have the eternal destiny, your eternal destiny hanging in the balance. All right. And Moses spake unto Aaron and said, and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar his sons that were left, take the meat offering that remaineth in the offering to the Lord made by fire and eat it. without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And we'll just stop there, actually, with verse 11. Let me read to you from the April 4 Conflict and Courage. It says, next to Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu had stood highest in Israel. They had been especially honored of the Lord, by the Lord, having been permitted with the 70 elders to behold his glory in the mount. But their transgression was not therefore to be excused or lightly regarded. So in other words, I have this high position. I can get away with murder. That's how politicians act, brothers and sisters. That's not how Christians act. All this rendered their sin more grievous. You see, God's plan is that the higher the position, the more accountable we are to following God. Because men have received great light, because they have, like the princes of Israel, ascended to the mount and been privileged to have communion with God and to dwell in the light of his glory, let them not flatter themselves that they can afterwards sin with impunity, that because they have been thus honored, God will not be strict in punishing their iniquity or to punish their iniquity. This is a fatal deception. You see that in the world, brothers and sisters. We just watched the Murdoch trial a few weeks ago, and it just seemed like that family with all that power and legal backing, they were getting away with a lot of things. But the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. This is a fatal deception. The great light and privileges bestowed require return of virtue and holiness corresponding to the light given. Anything short of this, God cannot accept. Great blessings or privileges should never lull to security or carelessness. I'll repeat that. Great blessings or privileges should never lull to security or carelessness. They should never give license to sin or cause the recipients to feel that God will not be exact with them. Nadab and Abihu had not in their youth been trained to habits of self-control, habits of self-indulgence, long cherished, obtain a hold upon them which even the responsibility of the most sacred office had not power to break. They had not been taught to respect the authority of their father, and they did not realize the necessity of exact obedience to the requirements of God. Aaron's mistaken indulgence of his sons prepared them to become the subject of divine judgment. So this is a lot of lessons. How we raise our children, we should be raising them in the admonition of the Lord, teaching them God's will and God's way, not letting them just get by with sinful actions, my friend. It says God designed to teach the people that they must approach him with reverence and awe and in his own appointed manner. He cannot accept partial obedience. This was not enough. That in this solemn season of worship, nearly everything was done as he had directed. Let no one deceive himself with the belief that a part of God's commandments are not essential, or that he will accept a substitute for that which he has required. And brothers and sisters, if we just read on, I'm going to go ahead and read tomorrow's. Okay, because it's entitled Too Drunk to Care. So we'll be going back to Hebrews, but I just want to bring this out, and it comes from Conflict and Courage, but I'm not sure where it's probably written in maybe Patriarchs and Prophets. It says, Nadab and Abihu would never have committed that fatal sin had they not first become partially intoxicated by the free use of wine. There you have it. This is worship and wellness. They understood that the most careful and solemn preparation was necessary before presenting themselves in the sanctuary where the divine presence was manifested. But by intemperance, they were disqualified for their holy office. Their minds became confused and their moral perceptions dulled so that they could not discern the difference between the sacred and the common. You see, that's the principle, friends. There are sacred things and there are common things. We should keep sacred things sacred. We should be careful how we enter into the presence of God, careful how we worship God. What kind of music should we allow? What kind of instruments should be played in the very presence of God? Should the music that is played, the rhythms, the sounds, be just like the sounds of the club? Think about it, friends. What is that, you know, what kind of consistency is that? To Adam and to his surviving sons was given the warning, do not drink wine nor strong drink. Sorry, to Aaron and his surviving sons was the warning, do not drink wine nor strong drink, that you may put a difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. You see, when we have habits that are health destructive, it waters down our judgment, so we can't really see what we ought to see as to what is right compared to what is wrong. We cannot discern properly right from wrong. The use of spirituous liquors has the effect to weaken the body, confuse the mind, and debase the morals. It prevents men from realizing the sacredness of holy things or the binding force of God's requirements. All who occupy positions of sacred responsibility were to be men of strict temperance, that their minds might be clear to discriminate between right and wrong, that they might possess firmness of principle and wisdom to administer justice and to show mercy. The same obligation rests upon every follower of Christ. To the Church of Christ in all ages is addressed the solemn and fearful warning, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. You know, a lot of people say there's no health message in the New Testament. They forget about scriptures like this. We can't just defile God's temple, friends. The case of Aaron's sons has been placed up on record for the benefit of God's people and should teach those especially who are preparing for the second coming of Christ that the indulgence of a depraved appetite destroys the fine feelings of the soul and so affects the reasoning powers which God has given to man, that spiritual and holy things lose their sacredness. Disobedience looks pleasing instead of exceeding sinful. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful reading. We ask that you would bless us. We pray and ask that you accept our full surrender. We're so grateful for all your love and mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for you are truly a God of God. We ask that your name will be glorified in all that we say and all that we do. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good, friends. We're going to go ahead and close out at this time. We'll resume with our normal activities and opening the phone lines on tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you today, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk.